something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. So, go to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and we start reading from verse 15. And he said unto them, Jesus is talking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I like it. Oh, boy, this is one of my best scriptures. You see, why? Why is it like this? Oh, I'm wondering what you think is so good for me here. Is it the instruction to go ye in all the world and preach the gospel? He said, what? So? He already said that. But that's not what really excites me. I want to tell you what excites me here. Should I tell you?
Yes.
Every creature. That's the part that excites me. Because every creature means, boy, everything. That's what it means. That's what he's saying. Preach the gospel to everything. You know, when I was a teenager, I remember one day I preached. But I didn't know the scripture like this then. What I preached was so accurate. We were in a family gathering. My dad was leading us in prayer and sharing of the scriptures. So, and they gave me an opportunity to talk. And I began to talk about preaching the gospel and talking to everything. And just about that time, my dad had about three vehicles that were not working. They were not moving. And I said, like those cars outside. I was talking. I said, you can preach to them and talk to them, and they start moving. And I noticed my dad looked like, I had never heard that before. All right. So now I'm saying, you can talk to those cars, preach to those cars, and they start moving. Years later, I saw so many scriptures in God's word that let me know how right I was. You can talk to everything. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Oh. But the one that concerns us, he that believes and is baptized. He's talking about water baptism. How many of you here have not been baptized in water? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Just wave it like this. Yeah, there's some of you. You've not been baptized in water. Okay, how many have been baptized in water? You're going to see the many. Good. So it's important that you are baptized in water. It is important. Now, you might ask, if I don't get baptized in water, will I go to hell? No, if you didn't know about it. Because baptism doesn't save you. But when you get to know about it, and you have the opportunity, and you don't, something is wrong. Because if you start selecting what you will follow in the scripture and what you won't, you're living in rebellion. And the Bible says no rebel has a place in God's kingdom. So you just saw it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So get baptized. And when we win souls, we need to let them know that it's not over. There's something more. Come to church. See? Get taught. Did you notice they taught them about baptisms? There's some people who say we don't need foundation school. How else can you describe foundation school outside Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1, 2, 3? That's foundation school. If you ever went to foundation school, start clapping now then. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's foundation school. Didn't you read that Paul had them in a school for, he used a school and was teaching the new believers for a space of 2 years. The new believers. He used a school. That doesn't mean it was a school itself, but it does suggest something. He didn't say he used a class. He used a school. A school. Often a school will have several classes. If Paul had them in several classes, it must mean he had some other people who were helping to teach. So they had them in different classes. So some people were ahead of others. Must be. No wonder he needed a school. Are you still there? It's important.
Pastor Chris will be right back.
There are no limits to what you can achieve and no restrictions to what you can enjoy. His name brings to us repentance, remission and forgiveness, eternal life, healing and health, the Holy Spirit and His ministry. From this transforming teaching, five blessings in His name, you will learn deep truths about the blessings we have in Christ. This message is now available on the Pastor Chris Digital Library app. Available on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store.
Let's look at this power of baptism, what it means. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Notice, this is so interesting. It says baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into his death. Whew. Next verse. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who had raised him from the dead. When that minister of God dipped you into the water, it was in likeness of his burial. First, in your confession of faith and belief that God raised Jesus from the dead and proclamation of his lordship by which you received salvation, you know that you are identified with him. And then, In confirmation of your faith, we baptize you in water. When you're dipped in, you're buried with him by baptism into death. When you are raised out of that water You are raised in the faith of the operation of God who raised Jesus from the dead. And so what we read in Romans is that now you must walk in newness of life. Because you have a new life. It's a significant thing. You see, the children of Israel, the Bible tells us that when they went out of Egypt, Egypt was a type of the world. Then it says that they were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And it likens the baptism in the sea to water baptism. Even though they were baptized unto Moses in the cloud, which is a type of the Holy Ghost. Are you following this? They still were like, okay, we might be dragged back to Egypt. But when they were baptized unto Moses in the sea, Egypt was separated from them forever. Water baptism is a sign, is the outward sign that you are done with the world forever. Forever. No more worldliness. You are no longer. The Bible tells us Egypt was cut away from the children of Israel forever when they were baptized in the sea. Egypt drowned in the sea when they tried to go through. But Israel went over to the other side. So once you are baptized, you are over on this side. So he said, you must now walk in newness of life. Your old girlfriend is no longer your girlfriend. It's over. It's over. That life is over. It's over. You are baptized in the sea. You have come out on the other side of the sea. If they try to follow you, they will drown. They can't. Why? Because they were not baptized unto Moses in the cloud. Only those who were baptized unto Moses in the cloud can be baptized in the sea and come out alive.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.